This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Israel swore in a new government on Sunday, ending the 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and making Naftali Bennett, the head of a small, religious, ultra-nationalist party, the new leader of the Jewish state. Bennett will be prime minister for 2 years under a power-sharing agreement among 8 political parties with little in common other than wanting to end the leadership of Netanyahu. Bennett is a former Netanyahu ally who served as his defense minister in 2019 and 2020. After 2 years, Bennett will be replaced for 2 years by Yair Lapid, a one-time finance minister and former TV news anchor who brokered the deal to oust Netanyahu. Lapid won the second biggest vote total behind Netanyahu's Likud party last March. It was the fourth indecisive Israeli election in the last 2 years. U.S. President Joe Biden has congratulated the new Israeli leaders and said he looks forward to strengthening all aspects of the close and enduring relationship between our two nations. The United States and Russia sparred on Sunday about responsibility for debilitating cyber attacks as U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin prepared for their summit in Geneva on Wednesday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC's This Week program no responsible country should be in the business of harboring criminal organizations engaged in cyber attacks. Blinken said Biden would make that point clear to Putin at their meeting. He said the United States is also looking for Russian cooperation in dealing with criminal organizations that operate from Russian territory. Putin told the state TV channel Russia One on Sunday that Russia is willing to extradite cyber criminals on an equal basis with the United States if the United States agrees to the same policy. VOA News. G7 leaders agreed on Sunday to raise their contributions to meet an overdue spending pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions and cope with global warming. Alongside plans billed as helping speed infrastructure funding in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable technology, the world's 7 largest advanced economies again pledged to meet the climate finance target, a figure agreed on with the UN over a decade ago. The 7 nations, the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, reaffirmed their commitment to, quote, jointly mobilize $100 billion per year from public and private sources through to 2025. Group of 7 leaders on Sunday also scolded China over human rights in its Xinjiang region, called for Hong Kong to keep a high degree of autonomy, and demanded a full and thorough investigation of the origins of the coronavirus in China. After discussing how to come up with a unified position on China, leaders issued a highly critical final communique on what are for China some of the most sensitive issues, including Taiwan. Pope Francis is demanding that humanitarian aid reach hungry people in the war-torn Tigray region of northern Ethiopia, where Ethiopian and Eritrean soldiers are blocking food and other assistance. Francis called for an immediate end to fighting in Tigray, the return of social harmony, and for all food aid and health care assistance to be guaranteed. Speaking at his Sunday noon blessing, Francis said he was thinking of the people of Tigray who have been struck by a grave humanitarian crisis that has exposed the poorest to famine. The United Nations said, and aid groups say more than 350,000 people in Tigray face famine and that 2 million more are a step away from the worst famine since 2011 in Somalia. Thousands of Spaniards protested in Madrid on Sunday against government plans to pardon 12 Catalan politicians who were convicted over the region's failed independence bid in 2017, a move the demonstrators see as a threat to national unity. Spain's deputy prime minister gave the clearest indication yet that the pardons of the Catalan separatists were close in an interview published on Sunday with La Vanguardia newspaper. But the issue has bitterly divided Spaniards. The country's Supreme Court said in a non-binding report last month it opposes potential government pardons for the Catalan separatist leaders. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.